That's us near the bottom. That's us in sixth place, losing to Seattle. Trying to grind a nil-nil at home to Minnesota. I don't know why this motherfucker always says fine lines. It doesn't mean a thing. That's why we're fucking angry. That's why we're podcasts of sea. That's why we want Robinson on a march.
Good morning, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I am actually quite serious about the Whitecaps. My name is Chris James. I am the hostess with the mostess of the Podcaps FC podcast. And in case you're wondering, yes, I do usually have a co-host with me, but he is not here. He is at the slop bucket cleaning provincial championships of the province of British Columbia, and I guess him and his team of slop bucket cleaners are going to be participating in some type of a competition where they all clean slop buckets, piss buckets, and, you know, probably presumably toss buckets filled with piss all over each other after hours, have all sorts of parties and such. But bottom line is he's not here, and he will be in the competition, and he said it's on TV. But I think I don't think that's true. But anyways, his name is John Cullen. Cullen, sorry. And I always struggle with his name because he's not important to me in my life. And so as soon as when I hear his name and I discuss it with him and everything, then it quickly vacates my brain and makes way for a different sort of information and things that is or are important to me in my life. All right, so lots to talk about today. We'll talk about the Whitecaps starting training, and also we'll talk about Manchester United, and we will do a Manchester's Minutes within this episode. That's a special treat for you. This is a simulcast of both of the two podcasts that are on this channel, and both that I am the host of both of them. So, and Alexis Sanchez. If that means nothing to you, then I know it means something to Angus and Junior and the boys, because anyways, okay. So, also, I left a voicemail for Bob Leonard Doozy, and I'll play that for you. So, that's a teaser. But let's talk about the Whitecaps. Let's talk about what's going on with the lineup. Obviously, anyone who listens, if you follow us on Twitter, you're aware I'm quite vocal about my disappointment in our designated players. excuse me. I mean, designated players at this point in the MLS, I think they're crucial, and you know, you can see with the success of certain sides and the strength of their designated players how crucial those players are. The fact that it allows you to sign real top quality players, and for whatever reason, that's not the route that the Whitecaps ownership have chosen. But I'm not someone who's, I'm not expecting the level. I'm not expecting Jozy Altidore, Sebastian Giovinco, Miguel Almirón. I'm not expecting, what's the other, the new guy for Atlanta. I'm not going to say just because Jeff Mallett is a billionaire or whatever, we have, I don't know what the situation is. So it's not for me to say that he should be out there spending as much as these other guys. I mean, that's, it's not my money, but it would be nice if they added somebody to replace Freddy Montero at that level, at least. I mean, I think in today's MLS, to be carrying designated players, making less, you know, to have nobody on your roster that is commanding a salary over $1 million, I think shows a lack of quality in your lineup. And I don't think any of our rivals, certainly not any of the Cascadia rivals, not Toronto FC, they don't have, they all have players that command a salary well over $1 million, and as well as their market value as well. I tweeted out a while ago that we don't have any players that their market value on transfermarket.com, we don't have any players that have a value over 1 million euros, and we're the only team out of the Cascadia teams that doesn't. And I think that we're just kind of falling behind at this point. And I don't think our team's bad. You know, we've got some decent, good players, but it was more the excitement at the end of last season. I think it was shared amongst a lot of the supporters to see, you know, the Nosa situation. Who knows? I don't know. That was disappointing, obviously. But there was some excitement as far as the idea of building off of what we already had. Ali Ghazal, who I am very excited about, by the way. He's, I think it's funny, our two best players, in my opinion, aren't our designated players. I think, probably our three, four best players, maybe. I don't think Breck Shea or Kai Kamara would even crack our top five players. I think I would put Jordi Reyna, I would put Ali Ghazal, I would put Kendall Waston, and then probably Kendall Waston's friend Tim as well. So anyways, that's an aside. And I've lost my train of thought because I'm high, and don't ask what time I'm recording this at, because who knows, maybe it's late at night. You don't know. It might be late at night and a perfectly acceptable time to be high on marijuana, so do not judge me. But yeah, I was just speaking of building off of what we had sort of, you know, we had made some good signings at the end of the season, and we had these slots opening up with Matthias Laba leaving and probably Freddie, and the option to buy down Breck Shea, obviously. And it looked like we had potential to really, really build and grow. Build the team into something that could actually contend with a couple of key signings. And they kind of went the opposite direction. You know, they didn't spend money. They reduced the salary significantly. They brought in a designated player, but a 33-year-old lifetime MLS player who makes, you know, half the amount that Freddie made. So they kind of went the opposite direction. It was a little bit disappointing, but let's go through the lineup. Who we got? Kendall Waston, you know, exciting. There was a little bit of talk that he might leave, and so exciting that he sticks around, because he's truly one of the best defenders in the MLS, and he will allow us to compete in matches. Our defense, him and Tim Parker at the center of our defense. It's almost a bummer because they kind of will... They bail Carl Robinson out with his horrible, despicable playing style, which AFTN, I guess, just had him on, and apparently he's saying openly that he's not going to play attacking football. He's gonna, but they kind of let him off the hook because they're so strong defensively for us in the air. And otherwise, but you know, namely in the air. That it allows us to stay competitive and in matches, and allows him to keep his job, I feel like, because otherwise, you know, without such a strong, compact center back core, I think that we wouldn't be a very good team at this point. But anyway, so we've got Waston, Efren Juarez. He's one of the new guys who's been brought in. Now there's a few different opinions on him. Some people say he's a good versatile player. He is versatile. Definitely can play all over the park, right back, wing back, central defensive midfielder, which is where they say they're going to play him, I guess. But that's Yeah, that's not a great. I mean, we do have, depending on the formation they're playing, I mean, we have two, Chani and Ali Ghazal. Ghazal is definitely in that position. There's no doubt about that. But as far as that second spot, you know, you'd assume it's Chani. But I guess, you know, Robinson spoke of wanting to competition, and so I guess that provides competition. But yeah, the other view on Efren Juarez is that he was really not wanted by his team anymore. Nobody really wanted him, and that he's sort of he's not a tremendously valuable player at this point. But we'll see. He's a Mexican player from Liga MX. Lima is obviously a very strong league. And so we'll see how he adjusts. Another one. Next up, Anthony Blundell. This is another guy, a little bit of a wild card, young. He scored goals. There's no doubt about that. And so hopefully he can be somebody like a Jordi Reyna who, has sort of a low profile, but ends up fitting in really nicely in the MLS and providing us with some goals. That's the hope. Nico Mesquita fucking cares. You know him. He's this dude that played last year. Christian Teixeira, excited that the little El Bicho Bago's back. Chani. Now, Chani's situation, obviously, with Noza Ikabora getting brought in and taking his spot, that's often discussed, is how's he reacting to that? But I don't know. I don't see it as being a huge issue with his confidence. I mean, if he didn't have an issue with his confidence when he played terribly for the first 10 games that he played for us, you know, he managed to bounce back from that. I don't think, you know, losing his position briefly to an international class footballer will really hurt his confidence all that much. Next up, Marcel Dion. You know, I just realized there's a lot of people on this list. I don't want to do this. It's I'm getting bored with it. Let's talk about the people I'm interested in. Kai Kamara. Now, the whole thing that they say is that they say, hey, he's great in the air and we cross the ball a lot. So hopefully that is correct. Hopefully that works out. I mean, it is correct. We do cross the ball a lot. He is good in the air. Hopefully those two things link up and result in him having a good goal-scoring productive season. The age is the thing you worry about. Is that he's on the decline at 33, that your designated player is a 33-year-old who's, you know, played in the MLS for his whole life. Anyways, other than that, we've also brought in, I guess, this Donnell Henry. Jesus Christ, banner year in the market for us. Donnell Henry, we've brought in. So that's what we're meant to get excited about. Anyways, I did speak to Bob Lenarduzzi. I don't have that conversation. That was an actual conversation between us, but I did leave a voicemail for him today, and I have that, so I'm going to play that now.
Hi, you've reached Bob Lenarduzzi. If you'd like to leave a message, please do so at the sound of the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks for calling.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Oh, hey, Bobby. It's Chris calling from Podcaps FC. Just a reminder that you're actually allowed to have three designated players in the MLS. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. On to a big club that does spend money and that does want to win everything, and that's our beloved Manchester United Red Devils, and they have pulled off. If you're a big fan of world football, even if you're not a Manchester United fan, then you're well aware of the hijack that they pulled off in signing Alexis Sanchez, world-class footballer from Arsenal in Chile. It's such an amazing signing for a number of reasons. One, and it was a swap deal with Mkhitaryan, and I'm disappointed. Mkhitaryan wasn't working out, and he clearly had some issues with Mourinho. That's the manager of Manchester United, if you're a Man U casual. Jose Mourinho, the special one. I think he had some issues with Mkhitaryan, and Mkhitaryan was struggling at the club, but I did like him, so I was a little bit upset to see him go. But I mean, you know, when you have a chance to sign someone of Alexis Sanchez's caliber, you have to jump on it. That's why it's so amazing, as I was saying, is because he's an Arsenal player. That's a rival in the league as well, obviously. But the main thing being that he was set for a transfer to Manchester City, who is our main rival and, you know, ahead of us in the league, probably going to win the league, almost certainly going to win the league. But we hijacked, Manchester United hijacked the transfer, and oh, what a fantastic feeling that is to go onto Twitter and see all of those sad Manchester City Blues fans. Wonderful sight to see them all sulking and trying to say how now all of a sudden Alexis Sanchez is not a great player, but he is. And super exciting to have him. He played his first match in the FA Cup against Yeovil Town. And he didn't actually play very well. He set up a goal and was involved in another one, but he didn't play very well at all. And then they gave him man of the match, which was pretty funny. They just gave it to him because he's like, they wanted to make him feel cool. They're like, hey, man, we think you're cool, man. You know, like, you're man of the match to us. Even though you didn't play great, you're our man of the match, you know. It was just kind of a nice gesture. But the inaction tomorrow, I'm recording this on Tuesday. I guess I'll put it up on Tuesday as well. But they're in action against Tottenham Hotspur. And the thing about it that's exciting, he played against Yeovil Town, but none of the starting players were playing, being that it was a lower division club, and they have the big Tottenham fixture. So I think Alexis Sanchez will be playing again, but in this case he'll be playing with Pogba and Lukaku and Anthony Martial, most likely, and all the big boys. And so I can't wait. Very excited. 12 p.m. tomorrow, I will be watching that. Watching some real quality football, and you can guarantee they will attack, even if goddamn my team that I support won't. Oh, but I'll tell you something, the new kits got leaked today, and they're all black, and I like them. Some people don't like them, and I call those people dumb fucks. Dumb fuck shithead, dumb fucks. And some people say, hey, that's harsh, that's too harsh, and you're really aggressive, and this is not about those people, this is about other things, issues in your life, you're taking those frustrations out on those people. But I say, fuck those fucking people. And people, people say, hey, let it go, come on, man, you just won't let it go because you got all of these other issues, and that's why you get so upset about that, and also why you get so upset about Whitecaps related stuff, and why you get so mad at Carl Robinson and Bob Lanarduzzi is just because you're actually mad about other stuff, and it's just sort of an outlet. Anyways. excuse me, my stomach grumbled a little bit there. But I do like the jerseys. They're simple, and that's what I like about them. I like a nice simple jersey. But yeah, they're sharp. I think I might, dare I say, I might actually buy one of them just because they look nice and they're sharp. And I don't have a Whitecaps kit because I didn't like any of the other ones before. That's a true fact. I thought this is the first kit I've liked so far. And it'll be a fake leak and it won't be the actual one. The one will come out and it'll have all these fucking emoji. You'll have raindrop fucking emojis all over it and making a peace symbol on the front. Some fucking... Anyways. Okay, well, this is, I guess it was a shorter episode, and the reason for that is because John has left me high and dry at the Slot Bucket Provincial Championships. So follow along of that, they Curl BC or something, because of the relationship with the curling rink that they do the slop piss bucket cleaning at. So you can follow along and check in on John there and cheer him on. Apparently he's supposed to win. He has a good chance of winning this year and going to the slop bucket piss cleaning world Canadian championships, which they call the Friar. And apparently he can go to the world championships of piss buckets. And I don't even know. I mean, that's why is the question, I guess. But we will return when the season returns. Well, I'll probably do one or two more episodes, just him and I, as the season approaches. And then we'll be back in full swing with the weekly podcast once the season actually starts. And by the way, I'm going to have some breakfast. It's not morning. I'm going to have some breakfast, but I eat breakfast for dinner. And I'm having dinner late at like 10 p.m. Acceptable time to be high on marijuana. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
That's us near the bottom. That's us in sixth place. Losing to Seattle. Trying to grind a nil-nil at home to Minnesota. I don't know why. This motherfucker always says fine lines. It doesn't mean a thing. That's why we're fucking angry. That's why we're podcasts of C. That's why we want Robinson.